This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. Here is a proposition for you. How does $2.45 a gallon gas sound? Reasonable? Here's the math. That's the average national price, $2.20, plus 25 cents a gallon worth of carbon tax on the resulting CO2 pollution from that gallon. This was, in essence, the proposal this morning in an opinion piece from former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers. And politics aside, we should mention a new gas tax is being talked about by some in Congress. But politics aside, what are the economic merits of that discussion? From the sustainability desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that story.
Michael Greenstone is an economist at the University of Chicago, the shrine to free market theory. But as far as a new tax on carbon, he says, do it now. Add, say, 40 cents a gallon. He spoke by Skype from an airport.
Doing that against a backdrop where gas prices have declined by $1.50, it's a very rare opportunity.
Oh, and one more thing. Greenstone is the Milton Friedman Chair at Chicago, promoting taxes. Scandal?
Drawing from the far right of the economics profession all the way to the far left. This is not a political issue. This is blackboard economics.
His point is the price of gasoline today is wrong. It does not include the cost of carbon dioxide pollution from burning it. This is the baseline case for taxing carbon emissions. Without it, fossil fuels are underpriced, argues law professor Michael Livermore at the University of Virginia.
If the government were to put a subsidy on potatoes, we're going to eat too many potatoes, right? And so by, in effect, putting a subsidy on gasoline, we're going to end up consuming too much gasoline.
Even if it's good economics, it's dismal politics. Republicans now control both houses of Congress. Still, former GOP Congressman Bob Inglis sees an opportunity. A carbon tax would bring in money to cut other taxes, say corporate income taxes.
This is an opportunity to change what we tax, to get off of income and to get the tax on emissions. It certainly fits with what we as conservatives believe.
Easy for a former politician to say. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.